You are under the charge of Mr. Athelney Jones of Scotland Yard. He is going to bring you up to my rooms, and I shall ask you for a true account of the matter. You must make a clean breast of it, for if you do, I hope that I may be of use to you. I think I can prove that the poison acts so quickly that the man was dead before ever you reached the room.
He was, sir. I never got such a turn in my life as when I saw him grinning at me with his head on his shoulder as I climbed through the window. It fairly shook me, sir. I'd have half killed Tonga for it if he had not scrambled off. That was how he came to leave his club and some of his darts, too, as he tells me, which I dare say helped to put you on our track, though how you kept on it is more than I can tell. I don't feel no malice against you for it. Well, it does seem a queer thing, he added with a bitter smile, that I, who have a fair claim to half a million of money, should spend the first half of my life building a breakwater in the Andamans, and I'm like to spend the other half digging drains at Dartmoor. It was an evil day for me when first I clapped eyes upon the merchant Ahmed, and had to do with the Accra treasure, which never brought anything but a curse yet upon the man who owned it. To him, it brought murder. To Major Sholto, it brought fear and guilt. To me, it has meant slavery for life.